up and order this thing's Fufsky.
On the morning before Christmas Eve, throngs of shoppers shuffle through the Ardmore Farmers Market. But over at Capital T's, business isn't so hot. Or maybe it's too hot.
Every day we put out samples of tea, and since it's the winter time, I have to put out warm tea for people to come and enjoy.
That's sales associate Jeffrey Beckett.
However, with it being so warm outside, it's really throwing them off. They're not as willing necessarily to come into our store.
Tea peddlers aren't the only ones sweating out this holiday season. Thanks to warm weather during the most popular shopping months of the year, apparel companies are stuck with a surplus of cold weather clothes.
Shoppers are just not thinking about walking into the coats department at Macy's or thinking about buying hats and gloves and scarves, and the demand is just not there for those type of seasonal apparel products.
David Freeberg is Vice President of Marketing for Planalytics, a Berwyn-based company that measures the effect of weather on business. His firm estimates apparel stores have lost $421 million in sales due to the weather extremes this year. In Philadelphia, the sales of hats, gloves, and scarves is down 17% compared to last year. But it's not all bad news.
And people are going to shop. You know, it's a holiday season. They're going to spend money. They're going to go out and shop. They just tend to find themselves buying different things.
That means the folks selling weather-neutral goods like toys, electronics, and jewelry can expect a bigger share of that Christmas shopping pie. But we still wondered, what does all this mean for the guy who delivers the gifts?
Hi, Santa!
Hi, Santa!
We took a quick detour to the North Pole by way of the Cherry Hill Mall in New Jersey to ask St. Nick what he thinks of the crazy weather. And, as you might expect from a man in a heavy red suit, he's not a fan.
Well, it's just more comfortable in the sleigh with the reindeer when it's cooler.
Don't worry, though, Santa said. He and his team will find a way to get everything done. For WHYY News, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt.